This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Today is National Unity Day. Every day on the 31st of October, the country commemorates the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was a pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence and the first Deputy Prime Minister and the Home Minister of the country. National Unity Day serves as a reminder as his efforts to unite the diverse princely states into the single nation and foster the spirit of solidarity among the people of the country. Renowned for his exceptional leadership and unyielding commitment to national integration, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is fondly remembered as the Iron Man of India. Today, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will offer floral tribute to the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat, which will be followed by the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebration. He will administer the Ekta Divas pledge and witness the Ekta Divas parade, which will comprise of 16 marching contingents from the 9 states of the UT Police, 4 Central Armed Police Forces, NCC and Marching Band. Special attractions include Hell March contingent of NSG, Daredevil Show by BSF and CRPF women and men bikers, and show a combination of Indian martial arts by BSF, piped band show by school children, and Surya Kiran flypast by Indian Air Force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged newly inducted civil servants to focus on improving the governance with the spirit of Jan Bhagidari. Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, addressed the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course of Aarambh 6.0 at Ekta Nagar yesterday. The importance of having a strong feedback mechanisms and improving the grievance of redressal system also highlighted by the Prime Minister. He urged the young civil servants to improve the ease of living for citizens. A correspondent reports that the badge includes 653 officer trainees from across 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Earlier, on reaching Ekta Nagar in Gujarat, Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone projects worth over 280 crore rupees. The projects inaugurated yesterday include 4 megawatt solar project and sub-district hospital in Ekta Nagar. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone of Bonsai Garden and Sardar Sarovar Dam Experience Center. Deepavali, the festival of lights, is being celebrated today across the country. The festival marks the victory of good over evil. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, and Lord Ganesh on this occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended the greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Deepavali. In a message, the president said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm, and it symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good and evil. The president also said that the auspicious occasion of Deepavali, we should illuminate our conscience, adopt virtues of love and compassion, and promote social harmony. President Draupadi Murmu said, "This festival is also an opportunity to help the deprived and the needy and to share the happiness with them." The president appealed to the people to celebrate a pollution-free Deepavali and pledge to build a healthy, prosperous and a responsible society. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Deepavali is celebrated with reverence and joy, not only in India but also in the Indian diaspora across the world. Mr. Dhankar said that the festival symbolizes the timeless victory of light over darkness, hope over despair, and knowledge over ignorance. Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. And that is the end of this news bulletin.